Yes, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation, including medication review and one initial evaluation. It is a comprehensive counseling center, PC. Date of evaluation is for all this patient is 5/23/2022. First patient is Angela Jones. Her date of birth is 11/29/1954. All patient was seen via Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and object data. Angela was seen late around 1:30 as she was not available at home in the morning. She went for EEG, which she reported was fairly okay. She has been seeing her primary care physician, who has reported low vitamin B12, for which she has been getting monthly injection of cyclobalamin. She describes she has been feeling good, sleeping good, eating good. She denies any mood swings, denies any depression, sadness, any problem with the sleep, appetite, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. Period. She was having mild stroke, for which she has some difficulty in recent memory, but she claimed that that was the reason she has an EEG. Period. She was cooperative, appropriate, attentive, having good eye contact. Her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. Her immediate memory of fair recall was limited. She was able to name objects, follow commands, denies any side effect of the medication. Patient was given supportive, insight-oriented therapy, education about her psychotropic medications and also her ongoing difficulties. It was also recommended that if she has such a problem, she can also take some multivitamin or Theragun capsules for substitution for her vitamin deficiency. Period. I also explained about the role of medications. She described her medications are helping and she likes to continue the current plan. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable, no behavioral difficulty, no side effect, no akathisia, restlessness, or tremor. Plan continue with the Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, Cymbalta 30 mg daily, Clonazepam 1/2 mg BID. She describes she has been reducing the doses of the Clonapin by herself. She was taking 4 tablets, now she is taking 2. She understands that this medication can cause memory disturbance and also cause some gait issues. And she is very careful about the psychotropic medication. Prognosis fair guarded, no history of substance abuse. Next duration is Lisa Ingram, L-I-S-A Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Her date of birth actually, I don't remember. Date of evaluation is 5/23/2022. Telephone number is 313-826-5884. Subjective and object data. Lisa was concerned as she was not called and not seen by me since December. I further discuss that she has to make an appointment. And it is sometimes impossible to give automatic appointment if she is not calling to the office. She describes she is still working for the post office and having a lot of trouble. Period. Due to the harassment by the supervisor, she indicates that they are a couple, African-American female. Some of them they left and undergoing court cases, but she has been working and try to deal with the situation. She describes she is depressed off and on, but not feeling hopeless, helpless, not feeling suicidal. Occasionally has sleep problem. She, due to diabetes, she has been seeing a primary care physician who has been giving multiple medications, which has been interfering with her functioning, And she got to see, she found out a she found a expert in diabetes, and right now he has been adjusting all her medication. She describes Celexa was not helping, only medication was helping was Zoloft and Abilify. Considering risk and benefit, I will continue the current medication. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized, patient was cooperative, appropriate. I explained the risk benefit of the medications and also explained the dosage of the medication. I will adjust accordingly. To which she agreed. Assess major depressive disorder, recurrent, chronic, no suicidal thoughts. But no paronia, but Abilify help her in anxiety. Plan continue with Zoloft 50 mg daily, Abilify 5 mg daily. Risk benefit side effects as pain. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next evaluation is a initial evaluation. His name is Charles Crowton, C-H-A-R-L-E-S Crowton, C-R-O-W-T-O-N. His date of birth is 3/25/1994. His date of service is 5/23/2022. Identification data. Charles is a is a 38-year-old divorced Caucasian male who has history of multiple psychiatric admission for bipolar disorder, currently living in his home, in his own home. Period. Reason for violation. Crowton was following outpatient treatment at comprehensive counseling under my care. Due to the change in insurance, he has to go to the Easter Seal for medication review and the therapy. Period. Currently, his case has been closed from the Easter Seal and he moved to Macomb County, and he would like to follow with me and also want to have a therapy at comprehensive counseling. Charles described that he has been doing much better. He is taking all his medication. His last admission at Accession Oakland Hospital was in November-December of 2020. PJ, and describe he was in a better shape. Since then he has been doing very well. He is maintained on Dapacort ER, 500 milligrams, 4 tablet at bedtime, Abilify 10 milligram at bedtime, Lisinopril 10 milligram daily, and Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. He has been following outpatient treatment with our PCP, Dr. John Byrne, PJ. Mr. Crowton, problem started long time ago due to developed bipolar mixed in the form of manic and depressive feature after he got divorced from his wife, PJ. He was working in the army in IT department. Currently, due to several psychiatric admission within last many years. He has multiple psychiatric admission, but currently develop stability. He is retired from the army and he is on social security. And he has been have a new PA who is supervising his performance, expenditure, bills of the house, and other payment. He also indicated that for the last couple months, he has been undergoing reconciliation therapy in Florida, where his wife, living with his two children, one is 12-year-old, another is young boy, Pierre. During the course of therapy, he occasionally meet his 12-year-old son, but the therapist has reported that his youngest son is still having period of anxiety. Therefore, they have not bring him for therapy. Mr. Crawton also looking forward that once he get stable, he will move to Florida and buy an apartment nearby so that he can take care of his two children who are 12-year-old and another younger boy. He's not sure whether his ex-wife would participate in the therapy or not, although he has two other kids from his ex-wife. He described that currently he has been going to the Macomb Family Services and also to the Easter Seal, but his program going to be closed, and he liked to see a therapist at comprehensive counseling. Patient past psychotic history is positive for several inpatient admission, including at Excelsior Macomb Oakland Hospital and some other hospital which he was not able to recall. He has been following outpatient treatment at Easter Seal and also going for therapy at Macomb Family Services. He denies any use of alcohol or drugs at this point. Personal history. He was born in Michigan. He worked for the U.S. Army in Department of Army as a security for 11 years. He separated from his wife sometime February of 2014. He has completed bachelor degree. His both parents are deceased. He has a half-sister, Lena Spine, who is living in Rochester Hill, Pediat. She was born in 1986. His medical history, his concern about too much weight gain, about 400 pounds. Also, he want to grow his beard. He like to decrease it. Since separation from his wife has moved from California to Florida, and the adopted son is 17-year-old going to college. Another two sons are 9 and 12-year-old, yet they are living with her. Currently he has been seeing a therapist in Florida for a reconciliation program. His medical history is positive for hypertension and obesity, seen by Dr. John Byrne, currently on lisinopril 10 mg daily and hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily. He denies any substance abuse history.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Asoki, it's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm great.
No,
I'm sorry for the phone tag there.
No, it's okay. I was 503, I couldn't recognize. Then I saw your number there. So,
yeah.
There's nothing worse. Yeah, go ahead.
We got the donation, yes, so thank you so much
for the donation. No problem. I just want to make sure you got the check. That's it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Mm.
Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or if you
want to
learn more about the school-based program or anything.
Yeah, anytime, actually. Usually, I am always like my kids. That's good. I am glad to help them. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a good program, and I'll definitely share some pictures and stuff like that with you.
Sure. Thank you.
So you can see the updates.
Oh.
on mental examination, Charles presented as a 5 feet 11 inch height, 400 pounds Caucasian male, who was alert, oriented, time 3. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. He was talking a little bit in preferred speech, but coherent, logical, denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression, denies any suicidal ideation, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any persecuted delusion. His thought process coherent and appropriate. Motor activity was normal. Attention span was fair. He has a good eye contact. The case he was seen were doxy, PJ, and he was appropriate in his behavior and actions, and thought process appears to be coherent and logical. His attention span was fair. Immediate memory was fair. Recall was fair. He was able to do simple addition, multiplication. He appears to be average intelligence, and his thought process appears to be positive about his outlook and looking forward to continue the treatment and go for therapy to get custody of her children. His abstraction ability was good. His executive function was good. His judgment side seems to be improving. Yet there was no involuntary movement. There was no akathisia, restlessness, or any tardive dyskinesia. Yet assessment, bipolar mood disorder makes currently stable. Excess 2 differ, excess 3, hypertension, obesity, morbid obesity, excess 4, psychosocial stress, chronic history of mental illness, currently making positive improvement, missing his kids and the family, excess 5, 60, prognosis, fair to guarded, recommendation. I discussed with the Gauton about his current finding and improvement and encouraged to maintain stability. I also providing insight and understanding about his psychosocial issues, his bipolar disorder, and also the role of medication. It was also encouraged that he should see a dietitian to work on his diet and exercise. He understands that he is working on his diet, and hopefully he will control his weight and height. I also discussed that I am planning to assign one of the therapists, maybe Bill Nash, B-I-L-L-N-A-S-H, the psychologist who was probably seeing him in the past, or some other therapist who is available. Also, I will take over the medications, follow-up and close monitoring, and adjust the doses according to the clinical response. In the meantime, I explain him that he should get a complete physical from Dr. John Byrne, and also his laboratory profile that include Depakote label, CVC differential profile, comprehensive metabolic profile, thyroid profile, lipid profile, liver enzymes, hemoglobin A1C, EKG to rule out any QT changes, to which he's agreed, and he's planning to complete this workup so that he can start following regularly in next follow appointment, which was given 30 days from today, to which is agreed. Prognosis remain guarded. This is the end of dictation, and may Dr. Stobie.